Project Fledgling Blog Audio, The Perception Layer. The perception layer, in my terminology, which is what I use to communicate, is an intermediary between reality and memory. It models the fact that, when you perceive something, your perception doesn't always match what's really there. In fact, it never matches it perfectly. Occasionally, perception and reality are far divergent. I think of the perception layer as a piece of glass. If it is smooth and clean, you can look through it easily. If the glass is clouded, painted, or covered in dirt, your perception is going to be obstructed. Even worse, if the glass is uneven, warped, or otherwise malformed, it can give a clear but distorted view of the other side. Fog of War is a common example of a perception layer in real-time strategy games. In the real world of the game, there are your units and the enemy units all existing clearly and definitely, but in your perception, much of the map is hidden. The perception layer clouds your ability to view the enemy's units until you are close enough, or have radar, or clairvoyance, or other methods to gain a broader perception. The perception layer has so many benefits. In the abstract, it allows for slop, for narrative inconsistencies, the unreliable narrator, eliminates perfect extrapolation, introduces realistic misunderstandings, limits the player's grounds for nitpicking, provides limits to required model fidelity, allows for perceptual conflict, and allows for imaginative acceptance of images and models as reality. Briefly, if what is presented to the player and the other controlling entities always represents the exact underlying game state, then there can be no subjective truth in-game. Adding perception allows the narrative to bend more easily, since any inconsistencies could be chalked up to the perception instead of writer error. Perfect extrapolation is a problem in many games because it allows the reduction of interesting choices to simple calculations. But without perfect information, there can be no perfect extrapolation. Misunderstandings, too, arise from differences in perception which cannot occur if every entity perceives an identical state. The player is freed from the burden of nitpicking as well, since what they see is not precise. Their criticism must necessarily be more broad. The model itself, the underlying game, and all the actors can be reduced in fidelity. If perception only works to a certain depth, then there is no need to model the finer details, which will rarely be perceived anyhow. Characters will be able to support truly different views instead of simply differing philosophies, which will lead to conflicts of perception and arguments over truth, a common pastime in real life. Once the player is freed from perfect perception, they can begin to imagine details, inflections, and implications which, while not present in the game, will nevertheless impart a sense of reality. No doubt, I have overlooked some aspects, but these examples should serve to point the direction that I am headed with all this. Unfortunately, the perception layer is often ignored as a game mechanic and a source of interesting game interactions. This is a real shame because there is so much potential for so little cost. The cost does exist, of course. A perception layer imposes a large burden on the referee to disseminate and differentiate different perceptions. Thus, it is best suited to digital games, where this burden can be borne by the computer, which generally doesn't mind doing menial tasks for our enjoyment. One of the main technical hurdles is that a perception layer requires essentially an entirely separate set of game state for each player character, or more generally, for each character in the game. While this may have been an excuse in the past, growing hardware capabilities and multiplayer architecture has made this the ad hoc state of game engines rather than some exceptional technical challenge. Today's digital game systems are more than capable enough to handle this duplication of detail. Another challenge is that of dealing with how imperfect perception affects the gameplay. Most of the time, perception, and the faults therein, is never modeled because it is something frustrating to deal with in real life. We hate it when we mishear or remember incorrectly. Often, these are terrifying symptoms of internal systemic failure or the slippage of sanity. Yet, these minor errors of observation occur all the time and are a constant presence in our everyday lives. Really, the question is, how can we possibly implement believable character systems without perception, instead of the reverse? We are naturally attuned to account for perceptions. It seems that including this ability in our games is a reasonable expression of a human truth and should allow other systems to present much more simple models without sacrificing believability. The largest problem I see with the perception layer as a game design feature is that it draws attention to the artifice itself. It is so similar in nature to the purely perceptive interface of games as a medium that it has the potential to completely shatter suspension of disbelief. Now, I don't have a problem with this, as suspension of disbelief seems like something that should be won instead of assumed. However, if your game is unconvincing, adding a perception layer may only draw attention to the fact. it seems the use of the perception layer falls into two broad and overlapping categories, imagination and lies. Imagination, creativity, and communication. Characters in-game could perceive their plans as having already occurred, or having the same realness as actual events. These actions would be merely guiding the actual events to match some perceived ideal course. In this way, characters can be satisfied when something goes according to plan, because they process on a subjective reality in which the plan is already accomplished. Likewise, characters could be disappointed when things don't turn out how they thought they should. These subjective realities could be traded by communication, with a danger that always comes from miscommunication. Lies, deception, and confusion. The perception layer begs for these aspects, and in fact, has often been implemented in a limited way to aid a game.